Now, we have understood the indirect cost. We have understood direct cost, profitability, strategy. We have answered the balance scorecard. Now, let us look at the sales force control. Sales force is the biggest bloodline of any industry. And measurement can be done in several forms. Daily target, weekly target, monthly target, quarterly target, half-yearly target, annual target. You can do it in anywhere. So the control is very relative, and it is more straightforward than any other aspects of marketing because it's a direct measurement. So I did a marketing for a group of sales force for cardiovascular, how much amount of patient and revenue is generated. So it's a direct relation. Okay. Second is it is tied directly to the performance expected. So I said, because of the marketing campaign, you should go ahead. Another example, in a pharmaceutical company, when you are doing a doctor's conference, so a lot of pharmaceutical companies, do a lot of doctor's conference, gynec conferences, cardiovascular conferences. Now, they're doing it for a specific unit. So they call the entire sales force to be part of that campaign, and they ask their sales force to get doctors to the conference. That is part one. So the first measurement is how many doctors did you bring? Second is how many prescriptions are you generating from those doctors after the conference? And how many prescriptions are actually getting those medicines? So the threefold performance is there. One, how many doctors? Second, how many prescriptions? What pharmaceutical company typically do is they give you a standard. For example, if you have brought 10 doctors, so from tomorrow onwards, I need 20 prescriptions. That means two prescriptions from each doctor, from the medical representative. So what is the target for the next week if I start Monday? And because a lot of people work on a Saturday, so let's consider it's a 5 day a week. So 5 into 20 is 100 prescriptions. That's my weekly target. By generating 100 prescriptions, if I take a medicine A, which is supposed to be prescribed after the conference, so that there is a need created of 100 strips of this medicine. So if there are 100 strips of this medicine, let's assume each strip will cost you 50 rupees. That means you generated 5,000 units of sale or 5,000 as a gross sale. So you did a marketing conference for a doctor in cardiovascular or in a normal therapy where the first target, what you have to generate 20 prescriptions a day, which means 100 prescriptions in a week. Did the sales force achieve the target? So I have a daily monitoring and control in that segment. When I'm able to control and monitor in that segment, I will know whether there are 100 prescriptions or not. That's my first one. Second one is because of that 100 prescriptions, and if I take one strip per prescription, so there should be 100 strips sold. How much has been sold? Did the patient use a different one because he has a different saying on this? That's how they monitored the system. So this is particularly true when the organization uses a commission or a salary with bonus incentives. Even these compensation systems, however, sales performance can be monitored by considering the allocation of the effort and the result of the effort. The allocation of the effort, 100 prescriptions. The result of the effort, 100 strips, and the investment required to generate the output 1 week. So you can say by investing this amount of money on a half a day of calling, let's say 50 doctors, I have been able to generate. Look at the value, how it is increasing. So 10 doctors, 5 medical representatives. So 50 doctors. Every doctor will give two prescriptions, which is 20. So 100. 100 into 5, 500 prescriptions. 500 prescriptions meaning 500 strips. 500 strips meaning if I take 50, it comes to 25,000. So by investing X amount of money, I was able to generate 500 prescriptions and I was able to get a value of 25,000 is the target. How many prescriptions were generated? If not 500, where did I land? Will create a percentage. That is what creates the investment required to generate the output. So after a week, you know now. Now you're very clear that if I invest this much of money with the effort of calling the medical representative by the end of the day and knowing how many prescriptions came in and pushing them to generate the 100, 500 prescription mark for everyone, now there will be people who will achieve more than 100, there will be people who will achieve less than 100. So your benchmark is 500. Whether that able to generate. So when you get into a review with the board or the marketing head, you can say by investing, let's say, this amount of money, I was able to generate 25% of it or 50% of it. That's the output. Once you control or monitor the sales staff's performance in companies, you can use several objective measures. I give you one example. One can be the input of the job, how many doctors you're bringing. Imagine there is a possibility that a medical representative can bring only 5 doctors, but yet generated 100 prescriptions. Possible. One person can bring 10 doctors, but generates only 50 prescriptions. So there is an objective measures based on the input of the job, which can include the aspects such as number of customer calls, number of calls on the new account versus the existing accounts, the number of presentations made, individual service record. The most important component is the sales position. That primarily, you know, missionary in nature. Monitoring the sales behavior often requires a formal solicitation of evaluation form. So you created a target before, and that by doing this, I'll be generating 500 prescriptions. And because you have 500 prescriptions, you'll be generating 25,000 of billing value of that product. One product I'm talking about. Now you do a Salesforce control that, you know, after this, this is what has happened. Now, if it's successful, you can do it again next week to continue the same. We again need 2 prescriptions as a reminder. Maybe there is a pamphlet, maybe there is a leaflet, maybe there is a sample. So again, there is a cost involved. So now you can increase the number of prescriptions, you can increase the number of strips, it goes on. Another evaluating a Salesforce or a salesperson performance is specifically is a sales versus expense ratio. You know, to a large extent, this ratio indicates the efficiency of the salesperson generating output. Once again, the same example, 500 prescriptions to 25,000 or 400 prescriptions to 25,000. So direct ratio in the form of sales expenses, you know. So sales expenses might include but not be limited to travel cost, entertainment cost, trial samples, products to give away or the promotional cost. You can minus that and the actual cost is in front of you. Another way can be a subjective measure is the salesperson's performance from a job knowledge, from a territory management, from a personal characteristics. Job knowledge might pertain how well the person knows about the service line, knows about the healthcare organization's policies, procedures, possibility by the details and complexity of the contract requirements, the management of the territory, you know, the customer complaint handling, the planning of call on accounts, meeting the chemist shop, knowing how many prescriptions are given, pushing for more. Personal characteristics may improve the individual motivations, the initiative made, the appearance or the personality. So in the end, I would keep it very simple. It's a campaign-based activity. Salesforce control is always campaign-driven activity by the prescriptions. From a hospital perspective, by the footfall of the patients. And their direct cost or the indirect cost. That's how you control the sales force. I've given an example and I hope you're able to understand. Now we are coming to advertising control. So we spoke about sales force control. We talked about balance scorecard in our marketing plan. Now the advertising control. We need to control everything. It is compared to many aspects of the marketing mix, monitoring and review of advertisement is easy. However, it is essential that to specify advertisement or advertising objectives prior to the beginning of the promotional campaign is huge. It has to be happened. Because if you do not specify these objectives, it will never provide you a benchmark. It will never give you a performance measure. Most healthcare organizations, promotion and advertising are ongoing. I mean, they can establish a system that allows you the comparison and the review of series of advertisement campaigns. Again, the same example that I quoted back, you know, calling of the doctors for a cardiovascular or a gynec or a gastroenterology, half a day session of the conference, bringing 10 doctors. You know, that is also advertisement, right? What I'm giving to the doctors, the media and the service. You can create a pamphlet and put it in the social media that, you know, we as a company is creating awareness of breast cancer. We are creating awareness of cardiovascular things that way. most important part, the customer satisfaction control. The reason I say so, the customer satisfaction control is the most important, because sales will happen. You use a proper way, you use a marketing way, you use a social media way, it will happen. But the biggest, or the biggest revenue, which is intangible, it's the customer satisfaction control. Today, there are customer, or what we call in general parlance is CSAT surveys, or the PSAT surveys, patient satisfaction surveys. It can be an essential ingredient of any successful marketing strategy, considering the cost of a dissatisfied patient can be significant. I'm not too sure about the healthcare industry, but in a typical sales organization, it is said that one dissatisfied customer can create a loss of 10 times, wherein one satisfied customer only creates a double or a three times possible potential customer. So I believe the healthcare might be the same, but the essence remains the same. A dissatisfied patient can be significant. The tendency in healthcare organizations, medical staff, response to physician are the loudest complainer. The medical staff did not speak to me well. The physicians did not do a proper diagnosis. They did not do well. So the first is the physician satisfaction reports, broken down by the admission satisfaction reports, and then the coalition report can be the customer dissatisfaction. So the customer is not dissatisfaction in one place. It can be, the admission clerk did not speak to me well. The admission clerk threw the admission form to me and said, "Bharlo." The physician did not speak to me at all, did not share the diagnosis thing and all these things. So all these things can result into the different response. Okay. We spoke about Salesforce control, we spoke about marketing control, but as I said, one of the most important factors is the customer satisfaction control. Now, the tendency in healthcare organizations when dealing with medical staff is the most problematic area. The reason I say so is, when a patient walks in, the first interaction he or she has is with the medical staffs, with the physicians, with the booking clerk, admission clerk. If there the patient faces a problem, then it's a huge, huge problem in the customer satisfaction reports. Because these all kind of collate and creates the customer's dissatisfaction. Even though the physician might be excellent, well, but that patient will still go in the mind that, I was treated badly. Now, the audit part, and probably the most appreciating segment. What I intend to do in the marketing audit is very simple, that, should review periodically all aspects of their marketing operations and decisions, and trying to create more aspects of the marketing operations. The process, which is called as a marketing audit, is nothing but it's a critical review and appraisal of the total marketing operation. The audit review can do a basic review on policies, on the assumptions made, on the procedures, the personals, the organizations, and the marketing activities. Because it's very dynamic in nature. I mean, please understand. You have a SEO, you have a content, you have a digital marketing, mobile, email. It's very, difficult to try and control a mechanism which can cater to everything related to one single product. So, because the dynamic nature of the healthcare environment and the organizations, the audit must happen periodically. And I've been repeating it from the first time when we started this, is the total marketing activity should be broken down in weeks or in months probably. An organization need to understand that it's a responsive to the market needs, not responsive to the organization needs. It's the response to the market needs. It's a responsive. So marketing audit would have or would cater to five major purposes. One, it appraises the total marketing operation. I will not use the word dispraises. No, it appraises, because you change it based on the need, based on what is available, how to do it. It centers on the evaluation of objectives and the policies and the assumptions that underline them. What is the objective? How the objective to be met? What are the policies created? What are the assumptions after this marketing will happen? is all put together. It aims for prognosis as well as diagnosis. So pre and post both are there. It searches for opportunities and means for exploiting them, as well as weakness and means for elimination. You know, the biggest thing is, as I said, when you're doing a marketing audit, what is the opportunity it created? How did I use it? Did it say the weaknesses, and did I modify or eliminate those weaknesses in the next part? And the most important part is practices prevention as well as curative marketing practices. You know, one of the best statements I always liked is prevention is better than cure. It's a healthcare organization's objective from a patient standpoint. Prevention is better than cure. And I think for marketing audit, that is the biggest statement I can ever say. That if you have a preventive measure, by the time you have a serious problem and looking for a cure, your preventive actions has already taken the marketing practices to a different level. So that is the key focus out here. Another part of it is the periodical of your marketing. You can set it weekly, daily, bi-weekly, monthly, quarterly, but it should work with the tandem of the marketing. So if I'm starting a marketing campaign today, I will not sit by the end of the week. Maybe on the third day, I'll start looking at how the traffic is going on. The marketing mix and the controllable elements cut across each in the reviews. Let us look at the picture first and then we'll try to understand. As I said, and I've telling it from the beginning, the center circle is consumers or patients. Then it is the consumer segments. Then it is your organization, and then it is your competitors. Now, when you're doing a marketing audit, since this is the core of the circle and the need is there, you very well know which are the segments you have targeted from the marketing campaign or the marketing activities. So you need a marketing activities for generating patients for cardiovascular. So you have segments. Then the organization where it is placed and how your competitors are doing. This four step will actually give you the scope of marketing audit. And that is why the marketing mix variable, the controllable elements, cut across each aspect of this review. At each state of this audit, you know, the four marketing mix elements must be specifically considered. How are the distribution channels changing for the market? Are new entities emerging? When I say new entities emerging, it is I'm talking about competitors. When I say are distribution channels changing for the market, what I mean to say is the organization supply chain management. The moment I say how can the functional shifting change the flow of the patient volume, I'm talking of the consumer segment. So see, every question has a value add to all these segments, and those questions will give me the sense of marketing audit. Why? Because that marketing audit will actually give me the right form of assumptions formed, yes or no, and whether those assumptions need to be changed or whether the marketing plan needs to be changed. You know, at the end of it, I can come and portray in a simple word. Remember these things when you do an audit or when you control a performance. What is the patient need? What is the patient need to your customer segment? What is the customer segment to your organization? And what is that organization in the competition? If you mix all these things, your marketing audit is done. And if it is foolproof, you will generate success all around. Thank you all. See you again.